The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I'm not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes. And to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be driven out into the outer darkness, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." And Jesus said to the centurion, "You may go. As you have believed, let it be done for you." And at that very hour, his servant was healed. Jesus entered the house of Peter and saw his mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand. The fever left her, and she rose and waited on him. When it was evening, they brought him many who were possessed by demons, and he drove out the spirits by a word and cured all the sick, to fulfill what had been said by Isaiah the prophet, "He took away our infirmities and bore our diseases." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The faith and humility of the centurion in today's gospel kind of takes Jesus by surprise. Astounded by the simplicity and humility with which the centurion approaches. You see, humility is a prerequisite to belief, to coming close to Christ. This virtue is the narrow road that leads to faith and to growth in the supernatural areas. Humility allows us to understand Christ and his gospel. Humility is the proper understanding of who we are before God and seeing ourselves the way that God sees us. We simultaneously have to see that before God we are nothing, but to God we are everything. In his commentary on this passage, St. Augustine notes that humility served as the door through which the Lord would enter into the life of this centurion. And so it's not just a doorway into the centurion's life, but humility becomes a doorway into our life. My brothers and sisters, before God we are nothing. To God we are everything. We have to keep these two ideas in tension within us if we're ever going to break out of the common human tendencies of utter despair and overzealous pride. This understanding is the key to humility, and this virtue of humility is required if we wish to pass through the narrow gate. So today, let us ask the Lord for this virtue, which will lead us closer to himself.